Good evening and good morning, wherever you are. This is King David Fitness Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about carbs. Are they the devil? Are they your friend? What are they used for? And what types of carbs are out there? You know, and how should you be eating carbs? Now, I have nothing against keto. I love keto. I was keto for, 3 months. I did that to experience the process, but also to generate some metabolic flexibility, which I'll cover in another podcast. But you can always search it and check it out, the ketogenic diet. But for those who don't know, ketogenic diet is basically clinically 70% fat, 20% protein, and 5% carbs. And so this is where a lot of people started to vilify carbs, myself included. And now I see the value in carbs, whereas before I just didn't really understand their place in the whole thing. So today let's talk about carbs. Carbs are good, but most people use them wrong. We're taught to have, our protein, our carbs, and our fat in every meal. And I think this is something that we grew up with. Whenever, if you're an Asian, then you grow up eating rice with every meal. If you're in the U.S., you eat potatoes and, French fries and bread with every meal. So these different carb sources are in our meals in every single, traditionally speaking. And that was because if you think about the way we evolved, we really just had to make sure that we had the baseline nutrition every single time that we ate. Because after we ate, we were going to go out and work, or maybe perhaps do manual labor. And so a lot of the foods that we grew up with were really designed from our culture. You know, having rice with meal, adobo, a steak, whatever it is going to be. And so when you think of carbs, you need to have it with every meal. And people talk about, I need carbs because my blood sugar is going low. Well, we'll talk about that also. And that's essentially what, that's called an insulin response. And so we'll cover that in a second. But anyway, so carbs are part of our culture and the way that we grew up eating. And so just become used to it. We think we got to have carbs with every single meal. Well, in fact, that's totally wrong. You don't have to have carbs with every single meal. If you have that in your mind, you're just not thinking about food in the proper manner. Food, like carbs, can be used as fuel for the body to execute certain activities, things that will require high exertion or for a specific purpose. And as I said in episode one, what we put into our mouth really dictates what our body will do or will not do. And so it's information, it's basically directions we're giving our body. So what directions do we give our body when we put carbs in? Well, carbs are the fastest burning energy source that we can obtain through our mouth. Okay, so when we eat carbs, our body can quickly convert that into energy for the body's usage in most likely the muscles. But more specifically, the brain is one of the biggest consumers of carbs, okay? And when you have carbs, it does help you think, but not an overload of carbs. So what information do you give your body? So your body says, okay, you may be just waking up, okay? So I need to give some baseline energy because I need to go to work now and I need to go and work outside, meaning I'm about to go train. I'm about to walk a distance or work a manual job. And so therefore, the carbs are going to support that activity. Without the carbs, then we're really relying on what fat sources we have on our body. Now, some of us have a lot of fat source, a lot of stored fat, which is basically stored energy, on our body. Which means that, what does that tell you? Okay, you're telling your body, I am in a total feast time frame right now. So, you know, you got all this great fat on you, we're going to keep that. And wow, this more energy is coming in, so I guess we'll store that too. And so it does exactly the opposite of what you want, which is to lose fat that's been depositing. But you think just because you got to have carbs in the, you know, in the morning to get yourself going, then you have it. And your body goes, I don't really need it. I'm not going to use it. So I'll just store it for later. And there you are, just eating those carbs in the morning, and you're overweight and fat and just gaining more weight. So it's situational. If you're overweight, if you're trying to lose weight, skip the carbs, okay? Unless you're about to go train. If you're going to go to the gym, or you work a very strenuous physical job where you're on your feet, you're walking a lot, or you're lifting heavy boxes, or, you know, cutting wood, manufacturing, any of those things, then yeah, the carbs, have them at every meal, because you're going to need that quick burn fuel source available to you at all times during the day. Now, that's the key, during the day when you're going to use them. But then at night, if you keep eating that same amount of carbs, you're going to gain the fat, because right, you're not going to be using any of those carbs. So they're just going to be, you know, in the bloodstream. It'll cause this insulin spike, which means that the carbs have turned into sugar, and you have all this, you know, free sugar in your body, and your blood sugar rises. And then insulin comes along because it senses that the blood sugar is too high. And then it says, whoa, we gotta reduce the blood sugar levels. It's too high. It's going to damage ourselves, burn us up. So it has two ways of getting rid of that. Physical activity, which is the burning of that through locomotion of the muscles, or store it as fat. You're not going to pee or poop it out. Okay, it's not going to happen. It's going to store it for later. That is evolutionarily how we're designed to use carbs. Okay, we either use them quickly or we don't use them at all. Okay, or we store them. Those are the two things you get with carbs. So think about what you're doing when you eat carbs. Are you fueling an exercise? Are you fueling your work? What are you fueling when you put that carb in your mouth? Is it just enjoyment? Because if it is, at least do it before the workout or after the workout when you know your body can refill and needs it. So think about that, okay? So that's what carbs do to us. They give the body information, and really the body then decides what to do with it. Hey, we eat the carb. The body goes, oh, okay, we are receiving fuel. How will we use this fuel? It's the best fuel. It's the nitrous oxide of fuel. So it says, okay, I'm gonna, you know, I know I'm, you know, right around this time of day I normally work out, or right around this time of day I normally walk to work, or right around this time of day I'm usually helping customers and I'm running around. So yeah, I'm definitely gonna use it. I'm not gonna store it into fat. And that's what the body is used to, the regularity of how you schedule these carbs. So that's the information. And then the body says, well, okay, it's 8 at night and I'm having a bowl of French fries or a bag of potato chips sitting in front of the TV. You're not using any physical activity. Of course you're going to store that. It's without a doubt, you're going to store that as fat, okay? That's why people jump on the treadmill and do their evening cardio if they're going to be eating all those carbs. So, you know, that's why carbs and cardio tend to go together. And, you know, all these long distance runners will tell you that as well. But look at those guys and gals. They're not very, then they're not training to get, you know, muscles. They're actually using it within the training to fuel the training. There is no coincidence about that, okay? So same thing with lifting weights. Carbs make sense there. So think about carbs. They are a fuel source, and they need to be used sparingly. They need to be only used when you know you're about to engage in activity. But if you're just going to be sitting around on the computer or, you know, laying down, snacking on chips and watching Netflix, sorry, bro, you're going to be storing that as fat. And that goes with alcohol too. Guess what? That those are calories in. The body doesn't know what to do with it unless you're about to use it. Normally people don't work out when they drink alcohol, so where do you think that's going to go? And I know this all too well because I drank last night and I know what's going to happen next. Means I'm going to have to, eat clean for the next couple days, okay? So the last note on carbs, there are different types of carbs. Not all carbs are created the same. So green vegetables, brightly colored vegetables, those are non-starchy carbs. Those are green leafy vegetables. And those carbs give you fiber. And in some cases, they just, they will convert down into glucose for the body's usage of energy needs. And, the body just generally needs only 50 grams of net carbs. But fiber is incredibly useful. And fiber does a lot for our bodies. It cleans our digestive tract out and really helps with the digestion of food. It adds bulkiness. So anytime you need to feel full, add some green leafy vegetables to a meal, and you'll be surprised at how quickly that meal will become satisfying, okay? But anyway, so carbs, green non-starchy vegetables provide, energy without spiking insulin, okay? And that's really, really a good thing, because then that means that your body will actually use that as a steady supply of energy rather than trying to store it as fat. That's why you see salads on diets, okay? Because the fiber and the net carbs you get, the fiber is high and the net carbs are low. So your body goes, oh, okay, yeah, this is perfect. I'm only burning maybe 5 to 10 grams an hour in carbs. And I know this for myself. I burn about 10 grams of carbs an hour when I'm training. When I'm not training, it's around 5 grams, So think about that and the waking time. I'm awake. If I'm awake for, 14 hours and, it's a rest day and I didn't train. So that's basically, I just basically use 70 grams of carbs. So I could basically spoon feed myself 70 grams of carbs in an even fashion all throughout the day. And, I would never gain fat. and 70 grams of carbs, by the way, guys, is 100 grams of sweet potatoes is 20 grams. So we're talking about 350 grams of sweet potatoes. I throw that in an air fryer and boom, I have a bucket of fries, of sweet potato fries that I can dip in ketchup and feel like I'm cheating without really doing anything bad. So that's the other thing. Okay, so those are the non-starchy green leafy vegetables. Got high in fiber, low in net carbs. It's perfect for filling up and bulk and making a meal feel good. The other type of carb is a starchy carb. Okay, and the starchy carbs are like rooted vegetables, like potatoes, sweet potatoes, that type of stuff. Grains, wheat. Those are starchy carbs. Okay, and starch, you have to be careful with those, because they do spike insulin very quickly. And the way you could tell if it does is if by looking at the particular type of carb and where it sits upon the glycemic index. For those who don't know, the glycemic index is how you measure the response of your body when you eat carbs, okay? Different types of carbs. And what we try to shoot for is to eat lower glycemic index carbs, things that are in the, I try to go 40 and below, but they typify 55 on the glycemic index and below as a low glycemic carb, and then above that is high glycemic. So above 55, we're really looking at your body going, shoot, man, you just put a lot of insulin, you just put a lot of sugar into the body. I need to get rid of that. You put too much sugar in us. So I'm going to lower that. So unless you are about to use that, then I'm going to just store this for later, because we can use this when you're sleeping. Okay. Unless you've ate too many carbs in the first place. Anyway, so that's the non-starchy carbs. I found for myself, I do really well on sweet potatoes and potatoes. But when I start to have wheat, rye, any of the grains, I tend to gain fat quickly, mainly because of I think I'm gluten sensitive, but I think wheats, grains, rye, that kind of stuff has a like a very sticky type of carb that likes to stick to us. And that includes rice. For me, I don't process rice well, but there's a lot of skinny people who do eat rice. So I stick with my potatoes. I love them. I love tomatoes. I love green leafy vegetables. And when I get tired of eating that, what I'll do is I'll throw an orange and put all those veggies into a blender, blend it up, my Nutribullet, and have a smoothie. That's a great way to get all of your veggies without ever having to like point by point eating them. And some of my friends fucking hate vegetables. So this is a great way to do it. And you can add any kind of flavor you want to it. So anyway, that's the carbs, the different types of carbs, how you should use carbs. Use them when you know you're going to need them, okay? When you're going to actually use them, as like when you're going to train in the gym, when you're going to go, you know, run, when you're going to go do heavy physical exertion, you're going to do water sports, you're going to ski, whatever, you know, skateboarding. Like, think about those physical activities. Or if you have a manual job, or you walk to work and it's quite far away, these are all perfect opportunities to have those carbs that we crave. Put them in and then use them. But if you're laying down and you're sitting down at work just eating chips, guaranteed you're going to get fat. All right. So that's that. The war on carbs is kind of ridiculous. I'm done with the war on carbs. I use carbs strategically. All right. Thanks, guys. Enjoy your life. Remember, the journey is the reward.